Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Welcome back to the Junks. We're coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan, Team 980, 910 The Fan in Richmond, and Monumental Sports Network as well. We're brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junks. If you're looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just go to cropmetcalf.com and you can join their team today. We're scheduled to be joined by Rex Hoggard shortly from the Golf Channel to discuss the U.S. Open, J.J. Spaun, first-time major winner. He takes it down yesterday. First major for the 34-year-old.
Yep.
In adverse conditions at Oakmont.
Big time. And just a really good story considering how he started out of the gate. Bogey, bogey, bogey.
Mm-hmm.
Par, bogey, bogey. So five over through his first six holes. And then they had the rain delay, and he obviously reset himself mentally and birdied 12, birdied right. 14. Huge drives on 17 and 18, birdied both of those. Those were really hard golf holes.
And what they did was remarkable.
Yeah.
And normally when it rains, it softens up conditions and, you know, the greens will hold a little bit better. But there was so much standing water. Obviously, I'm sure you guys, I missed the first segment because of all the traffic.
Yeah.
But you talked about the Burns getting screwed there, kind of on the standing water ruling.
Yep. Ball sitting in a puddle of water.
Yeah,
of course, he snapped hooked it. He had no shot.
Brutal. And you know, I know you said earlier, as a guy that loves to play golf, that you would love to challenge yourself just to see what you would shoot.
Just to see what I would shoot there. Yeah, I mean, it wouldn't be fun.
It would be miserable.
I would just be laughing at how difficult the golf course was.
I know, but after I think you'd get sick of like sevens, eights, and nines.
Right, but I would still have to put it on the card and see what I totaled.
They're still playing it there in 2033.
Yeah.
They're playing it again in 2042.
Yeah.
And they're running it back in 2049.
Yeah.
Right.
So that they don't care that the players bitch and moan about how tough the course is and how high the rough is.
Right.
They're going back a bunch.
I mean, I guess it works because everything's different. All the majors have different characteristics. I guess it works. They have 1 week like that. But I know I had people texting me, this is no fun. Who cares? Whose shot sucks the least bad is going to win.
Well, this is the importance of hitting the fairways. If you did not hit the fairways, you're going to get penalized.
Fairway was critical, but also if you didn't hit it on the right side of the green or you got a hard bounce or mm-hmm. you just had a little extra club, you were doomed. You missed on the wrong side, doomed.
Very difficult. Yeah.
All right, let's head out to the Rude guest hotline. Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. We welcome in Rex Hoggard, reporter for the Golf Channel. Rex, thanks for joining us, man. We appreciate it.
Of course. How are you guys doing?
What's up, Rex?
Great. So J.J. Spaun takes down the U.S. Open. Lots of adversity for him. Obviously, the 40 on the front nine, the weather. And I didn't know this until earlier this morning. His daughter was, like, sick and throwing up all over the place. He made, like, a CVS run at 3 in the morning. Like, that's crazy that he had to do that before the final round of the Open.
as if playing the hardest golf course on the planet and trying to win a major for the first time wasn't enough. He was up all night with a daughter who was sick. It just kind of shows you how resilient he was this week. I keep going back to his swing coach, Adam Schreiber. He kind of told him early in the week, you can respond or you can react. And essentially he was telling him, you're going to get bad bounces, you're going to end up in some bad situations, and you need to decide, are you going to respond or are you going to react? And every time he responded, and none more so than he's 5 over through 6 holes on Sunday. It looked like it was over for him. It looked like he was going to be an afterthought. And the way he responded was amazing.
It really was incredible. Did he say what he credited? Like how he did, was it going back to Sawgrass? What were some of the things that he was able to kind of lock in and turn it around and stay focused?
Oh, I think Sawgrass was a huge part of this. I think if you look back at Sawgrass, he did not feel like he had his best game that week, but he had the best attitude, and he certainly had that coming in. And I talked about the first 6 holes. I've never seen a golfer ever in my career get that many bad breaks over the span of 6 holes. He ended up in bad lies. He ended up in divots. He bounced one off a flagstick. He hit a rake, and it went into an impossible position. And every time, he would just shrug it off and keep going. And I think he learned that partly at the Players' Championship, and he also learned it really over the course of a career where he had to keep convincing himself that he was good enough to be on the PGA Tour. He was good enough to come out and compete. And I think yesterday was just sort of the culmination of all of those things.
He doesn't show much emotion on the course, but then obviously you saw after he made that huge putt on 18 what it really meant to him.
And there was tons of emotion. Obviously, you kind of saw it come out when he makes the big putt on 18. But I'll go back to Thursday. And keep in mind, Thursday he shot an opening 65, which on this golf course might have been a 58. I mean, it was just an amazing round of golf. And he told his swing coach beforehand, Adam Shriver, a swing coach, used to coach Lou Holtz. And Lou Holtz used to have this thing with his players where he would say they need a Lou Holtz talk. And essentially that's the way it was explained to me, was they either get a kick in the butt, and he didn't use the word butt, or they get a hug. And essentially what he was asking for on Thursday before that opening round was a hug or a kick in the butt, because he felt like he had to be perfect on this golf course. And I think he learned over the course of 72 holes that U.S. Open golf is anything but perfect. It's probably trying to master the imperfection of the game at the most difficult level. And that's what he did.
What's going on with Rory? It's so wild. Like I didn't realize he was kind of having this, I climbed Mount Everest deal. I got to refine my motivation bit. My colleague here, my producer, like hit me to this going to the tournament. I know he's pissed off about the driver leakage, and he felt he was treated unfairly there. He's had some media issues, but I guess I understand there might be a little bit of a letdown if you finally win it, but I mean, come on, dude. You're playing a major championship here, and I think on Saturday going into Sunday, they said, what were your expectations for Sunday? And he said, I just hope I get out of here in under 4 hours. You know what I mean?
I think it's a combination of all those things you said. I'll go back to climbing Mount Everest. He actually had what I thought was a better quote on Wednesday when he talked about the idea that you dream of being on the 18th green, hoisting the trophy, or in his particular case, putting on the green jacket.
Right.
Talking about it, April, at the Masters, and what that meant to him, being just the sixth player ever to complete the career Grand Slam. The second half of the quote was, you never dream about what comes next. And I think it's only human to be, and not to be defensive for Rory here, it's only human to get to the top of the mountain and look around and want to take sort of a deep breath. And where do I go from here? And I think his comment was, I need to figure out how to walk back down from the top of that mountain. And it's going to take some time. So I think that's part of it. What happened with the driver? It was deemed non-conforming at the PGA Championship, the way that story was handled. He clearly was not happy about it, and I think that factors into it, at least when it comes to the media. The one I keep going back to, and you guys are going to remember this, is Tom Brady, his last year with the Buccaneers. And I think he missed some training camps and his first press availability. They were asked why, and he sort of looked at him and shrugged and goes, I'm 46 years old, man. I got stuff going on in my life. And I think when it comes to Rory, he's 36 years old, and he's had stuff going on in his life. And at this point in time, he probably just needs to get away and exhale. He's got two big events remaining the rest of the year that he needs to somehow find a way to get motivated for. That's the Open Championship next month at Royal Port Rush, essentially a home game for him, and there'll be a lot of emotions there. And then the Ryder Cup.
Yep.
And then after that, I expect him to go away for a little while.
Mm-hmm. Well, you saw how much it meant to him to hit bad shots when he's throwing his club 20 yards and he's hitting the tee box with his driver. I mean, you could say he was frustrated at how he was hitting the ball, but he obviously has a lot going on in his head.
But normally he handles that better.
That's what I'm saying, but that's why you can tell he's frustrated about something. It could be his game or it could be stuff off the course, but I don't know. What's your take on that, Sam?
Yeah, I wouldn't even begin to speculate what's going on off the course. I think when it comes to his game, there's certainly been frustrations since the Masters, and part of that probably is he's going to enjoy this celebration, and I think rightfully so. He spent the better part of 2.5 decades trying to accomplish what he accomplished at the Masters. And yes, he's going to get back to the grind. I think one of the most underrated things of Tiger Woods' career is that he got to the top of the mountain. I think I saw a stat yesterday that he completed the career Grand Slam at the age of 24 and then just did it again. Mm. And that is very unique. That is something I don't think you find in human nature very often, where someone gets to the absolute top of your profession. And I can't even wrap my mind around that. I mean, for you and I to sit and to claim, yep, this is as good as I'm ever going to get, and then to figure out how to come in the next day and continue to work hard, I think that's difficult, and that's going to take him some time. I will say on the case of Rory, as bad as he felt like he played at Oakmont, his driving actually came around. I think he finished third in the field in strokes gained off the tee, which has been his issue since the Masters. So he does have something to build on going to the Open next month.
By the way, I apologize. I know your name is Rex. I called you Sam. I was looking at Sam Burns' card because I wanted to ask you about Sam.
Distracted.
I wanted to ask you about Sam Burns. Your thoughts on, I don't know if it was 15 or 16. No, it was probably 15, where his ball was in the puddle on the right side of the fairway. He obviously called the rules official over, tried to get a different spot there, but they said no. He hit the ball from the puddle, no shot at hitting that ball on the green. He snap hooked it and ended up double bogeying that. Your thoughts on that?
He probably should have gotten a drop. I mean, it's a judgment call, and I think he actually brought in a second opinion as well, and, mm-hmm. and the first official concurred. There was so much water. This golf course is so wet.
Yeah.
Keep in mind, forget about what you saw yesterday and the day before. And the day before that, when it came to rain, this has been the rainiest month on history in Allegheny County. Uh-huh. I mean, I think it's been 13 inches over the course of 13 days, and that's pretty phenomenal. And so he easily could have gotten a drop. I think he was frustrated more than anyone by the delay and how the golf course changed and didn't probably do a very good job of adjusting. And I think that's probably the epitome of what we saw.
We're joined by Rex Haugard from the Golf Channel on the Rude Guest Hotline. So how big is the bill that Wyndham Clark is going to get for allegedly trashing the locker room at Oakmont? Like, that's just not a great look for him, even though he was frustrated with the golf course. Obviously, a lot of players are frustrated, but he took it out in some of the lockers there. What sort of repercussions is he going to face there?
There'll definitely be a bill. There might even be a fine, although keep in mind the PGA Tour does not run this championship. The USGA does, so I'm not quite sure how that would work out. I will say, not to defend Wyndham Clark, you shouldn't be destroying property, especially when you're a guest at someone's club. Mm. However, this is not the first time. I did find it interesting, and it was on social media, it was on X, and it was Ian Poulter and Graham McDowell who probably commented the most, and Ian Poulter has destroyed his share of lockers. So it's not a good look. It's not something you should do, but it's certainly not new in professional golf.
All right, so Rory obviously have a lot of pressure on him in the Open Championship. Scotty wasn't able to quite put it all together for four rounds, although he still managed another top 10, almost backdoored his way into something interesting there.
Mm-hmm.
Should I just assume Scotty's got to be the prohibitive favorite going into the final match? Who else would be in that hunt? The same cast of characters?
Yeah, I think Scotty would be at top of that list. And you're right. If he does anything even halfway decent on the greens, mm-hmm. at least on the weekend, even on Sunday, we were probably having a much different conversation late yesterday afternoon,
right?
Because John Rahm got to the house at four over par, and everyone sort of kept joking about it on the telecast. But as we got closer and closer towards the end, you're thinking, yeah, John may want to turn around. You may want to come back to the golf course. But so if Scotty did anything, I think it would have been interesting coming down the stretch. And his ball striking wasn't there early in the week. I think he finally worked himself into Scotty's territory. But the Open is just different. I mean, Scotty will be the favorite going into the Open Championship, but there's so many variables, much more so than any other tournament that you ever play, that he can tee off early in perfect conditions and post a number and be leading by 8 at the end of the first day, or you can tee off late in awful conditions and be 10 shots back at the blink of an eye. And so it's kind of tough. Of all of golf's handicapping, that's the toughest field to do it.
Yeah, I mean, Rex, Scotty Scheffler, getting back to him, I believe it's 10 consecutive rounds at the U.S. Open where he has a broken par. It's either 9 or 10, which is kind of a shocking number for him.
It is, because you would have thought this golf course was perfect for how his game has been angling right now.
Right.
And you consider what he had done in his last four starts. He had won three of those starts by an average of 5.5 strokes. He was hitting the ball like he always does, better than anyone, but historically better than anyone. His strokes gained number can only be compared to Tiger Woods in his prime. And we knew this was going to be a ball-striking golf course, and yet somehow he wasn't able to keep pace with it. It is shocking when you consider his record in the U.S. Open. I think it has more to do with the golf courses that he's played in the Open than it has to do with his game.
Yeah. Were there a couple guys that you were kind of surprised at that did not play well? I mean, obviously you can go down to Bryson and Obert and guys like that, but was there one or two guys that you thought, I was kind of surprised at how bad Neiman was. I know Neiman's been playing on, you know, easier courses on LIV, so this is a totally different animal. But was there a couple guys that you said, you know what, I really think he's going to play well, and they just didn't?
I mean, Bryson was the second favorite. I'd have to put him on top of the list. And I don't think anyone, even Bryson, said as much, that he wasn't going to be able to do what he did at Wingfoot in 2020 here. Mm-hmm. It was a different golf course, different time of year. This was just a brutish test. You weren't going to be able to just stand on tees and pound it as far and then muscle it out of the rough. That Oakmont was not going to allow you to do that. However, you still thought that he would at least be around for the weekend. And for him to miss the cut was pretty shocking. Joaquin Neiman was a bit of a surprise just because of the way he's played on LIV Golf. Mm-hmm. I would say he's one of two players that I would argue who have gotten better since they joined that league, Carlos Ortiz being the other one. However, Joaquin Neiman's record in the majors isn't fantastic.
Right.
It hasn't translated yet, and he's still young, and he still has plenty of time, and he still has plenty of majors to play. I would go to Justin Thomas, not to pick on the LIV guys here. Justin Thomas pretty surprised me, because this felt like the kind of test that would bring out the best in him, and it was interesting. He was actually on the range after missing the cut this weekend, and he told a colleague of mine, like, I don't even feel like I played bad. Like, I felt like I actually played pretty good, and to miss the cut that poorly and to play that bad, I think is a testament to this golf course.
You know, one last point. I tweeted a little bit about this, but, you know, golf sometimes I think gets a bad rap, right? It's a more, as much as we would like it to be open to everyone, it is a more of a sport of the more to do, right? The people that have means to play, you know, consistently. And what a great sport it is. What a classy sport. JJ wins, and he celebrates, but he holds off with his wife and two daughters until Hovland makes his putt, right? Before he really celebrates with his family. Mm-hmm. Robert McIntyre is there. He's waiting to get into the playoff, and he's just like, wow, respect and clapping for him making that putt. Tyrrell Hatton's being interviewed. He sees him, and he goes, wow, man. I mean, you know, big ups to him. I mean, great, great putt, you know, and Adam Scott is hugging him and laughing behind the scene. What a classy sport it can be when it's at its best.
And Spawn must be really likable behind closed doors.
Oh, he absolutely is. I mean, he's one of the most genuine people on the PGA Tour. It's impossible not to like him. It almost makes me wish that there was more cameras. You're right. When you looked at Hatton in the middle of that interview and just the way he responded, like, oh, he made it. Like, just shock.
Right.
If you look at the way Robert McIntyre responded in scoring, which is, wow, I can't believe that. And I think two things. One, as you pointed out, JJ Spawn is, when it comes to pros, an inspiring story. Because here is not a guy that had a pedigree. This is not a guy who came out and you thought, yes, he's going to be a world beater. He has had to work for it. He's had to sort of come up from the ground on this one. And the other half is, I think everyone appreciates when, as difficult as this golf course is, for him to finish it off the way he did, just not well, but in style. And I'm not even talking about the putt on 18. That was just kind of gravy. He won by two strokes. The drive on 17, I would argue, won this for him.
Yep.
He executed the perfect drive at the perfect moment. And if that one didn't do it, then the drive on 18. And we've seen time and time again at Oakmont, players get to that 18th tee and have to hit a drive. Like, man, there's no hiding. You just have to get hit a drive. There's nowhere to bail out, and right in the middle of the fairway. And he did it.
Yep.
Rex, thanks for the time. It's always appreciated, man. We'll have you on again soon.
Look forward to it. See you guys.
Thank you, buddy.
Thank you.
Rex Hoggard, reporter for the Golf Channel. Coming up next, we'll do EB's entertainment page here on the
Spectrum Business. Keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
I'm Emma Grade, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Fan. It's time for EB to regale us with entertainment page stories from over the weekend. And it's sponsored, of course.
Always.
All right, Cakes, entertainment page, driven by BMW of Fairfax, DC's only BMW Center of Excellence Award winner for the ultimate buying experience on your ultimate driving machine. Get over to BMW of Fairfax. Ask for my girl, Miriam. She's the general manager. Of course, you could check out their entire selection of certified pre-owned and new vehicles right on their website. Go to BMWFairfax.com, and when you head over there, make sure you mention me. They're going to treat you like a rock star either way. You know, somebody was asking me yesterday when my lease is up.
Yep. Soon?
I have no idea. Are you surprised by that?
I am not surprised by that.
I have no idea when my lease is up.
If it was up today and you didn't know it, I wouldn't be that surprised.
Yeah, I mean, it could be up tomorrow. I just have no idea. But I'm torn. I don't know if I want to stay with the SUV rat thing or I want to go back to the sedan.
Well,
you know,
it's up to you. But yeah, you've...
It
would come down to what the monthly nut is for me.
Well, let's just assume it's all relative.
That's what it would come down to.
Let's just assume it's all in the same realm.
If it's all the same, I would go SUV just because bigger, more comfortable, put a lot of stuff in it, you know, road trips.
I don't know.
But that's
I kind of miss having it.
Feel like you're going to go back to a sedan.
I might. Feel like maybe it's a little classier. I don't know.
Well.
Can't decide. Because I am such a classy
person. Well, first
thing
you got to do is figure out.
I'm just all class, baby.
I ooze class.
You do have to figure out when the lease is up. I mean, you get a monthly statement, right?
I never look at anything.
Well, you just tear it up and throw it away? Do you look at them?
Automatically paid.
Oh.
I pay,
So you don't get something monthly in the mail?
Yeah, and throw it in the trash.
Okay.
I don't look at anything.
I've never leased a vehicle. Not once in my life. Yeah. Always pay.
I got leases.
Buy that blicky.
All right.
I own...
What?
Actually, we own two vehicles. Two out of the four.
Mm.
Good. Two leases.
Grab, are you allowed to talk about your new vehicle? Or is that verboten?
Maybe another time.
Another time?
Soon. Yeah.
We'll shelve it.
Maybe not during the EP.
Why?
Because it's sponsored.
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
I see. Looking out for the sponsors.
You didn't get a BMW. Not everyone gets a BMW.
I love BMW.
Drab t-shirt, the sponsor's friend.
You're a current owner of a BMW.
I do, yeah.
Yeah. Anybody, we might be for sale, though, right?
Could be.
Your particular one?
Yeah.
Cakes?
Yes.
You know what I did consider doing?
Going to Warped Tour this weekend?
Did not. That was out of a million things I thought about doing.
Staying in North Carolina?
So How to Train Your Dragon took the box office, okay? Did
yes.
83 million.
It's a good haul.
We had like 7 or 8 hours to kill because my daughter was doing her volleyball camp.
Right.
I considered finding an old hoop movie theater and just going to finally see Mission Impossible.
Okay.
Because the version Valdez had me seeing had Japanese letters on it, and it was just like insanely the lowest death of all time.
It was the most pirated movie ever.
Yeah, I mean, just the worst.
I can't help that you're not bilingual.
Blackbeard was there. Name a pirate of note. Johnny Depp, whoever he played.
Right.
Captain Jack Sparrow, he was there.
But I didn't do it. Is Mission Impossible even still in the theaters? Is it barely hanging on?
I think it's still in.
Still, it's been about five, 6 weeks.
I mean, it was only
though.
Released on Memorial Day.
Yeah, but like, they don't last that long anymore.
Okay, but yeah, I think it's got a month.
Like that.
I think it's got a month or 6 weeks in it.
You think
at
so?
Least.
All right. Well, How to Train Your Dragon did 84 million cakes, so I guess they have to throw that. I was going to give Mission Impossible a few bucks.
But you didn't.
But I didn't. Okay, Mission Impossible actually did slide to fourth place. This is barely...
Hold on. Which day was this that you thought about doing it?
Saturday.
So you'd rather go see Mission Impossible than watch the Open?
Well, I was on the road, so I was watching the Open. I was monitoring everything on my phone on Saturday. Mm. It's the only thing I could do. Okay. I made my wife drive. I mean, I didn't.
I don't know.
Make
I just
my wife drive. That doesn't sound good.
Yeah. Your wife chose to drive.
I just would have found.
My wife chose to drive.
I would have found. I would have found a sports bar or a hotel lobby or.
We
somewhere.
Ended up going to the Mellow Mushroom. Mellow Mushroom for pizza and. You know,
toppings.
They got TVs.
What toppings?
Well, you know what my new topping is I'm into now? And it started
I shudder to think, but go
it
ahead.
It started at Lido's.
Okay.
The barbecue mic or whatever they call honey.
Oh, the hot honey?
The hot honey pepperoni.
Oh, yes.
Whatever
so
the hell
good.
They call that. The hot honey pepperoni, which the first time I had it was at Lido's. And I was like, that is delicious.
You can also get
hot
honey
thing,
wings
way,
at Lido.
Has that been a thing for like 10 years?
No,
and
no, a couple. I'd say 5 years or less.
5 years or less?
Yeah.
I'd say hot honey is the flavor of the year.
It's the new
it's
kid
been
on the
around,
block.
But now every restaurant incorporates it.
It's
for
hot.
Some reason, I stumbled onto it at Lido's, and it was, my wife got it, and it was incredible.
Very good.
And so then I went to, what's it called, the place I went to?
Mellow Mushroom.
Mellow Mushroom. I can't remember. It seems so weird. Mellow Mushroom. It doesn't make sense to me. Mellow Mushroom,
yeah.
Some pizza joint. I know they have one in like Chantilly. And we got the honey barbecue.
Very good.
What is it called?
Hot honey.
Hot honey.
Mike's Hot Honey, I believe.
So good. So
yeah,
good.
It's really good.
Also got sausage calzone. Are you a calzone guy?
Well, who isn't?
Who is not a calzone guy?
Some people don't like calzone.
It's basically a pizza flipped around with a bunch more dough on top, an enclosed pizza.
Got the ricotta. You got to have the ricotta.
Well, ricotta is delicious.
Are you a calzone guy, Valdez, or no? You're more a stromboli.
I like them all.
You like them all? Like, how often do you order calzones?
I haven't had a calzone in ages, but you're making me hungry.
Dude, I think so Lido good. Does.
Why don't you order some calzones? Weren't you late?
Yeah, breakfast.
Today?
Yeah,
sure.
Probably
you guys
should.
Know, or you guys can order whatever
I think
you want.
Lido does like a calzone special. It might be Tuesday. I could be wrong. It's like $6 calzones.
Mm. Who does? Lido's?
I think I'm 99% sure.
Are you kidding?
They run a calzone special. It's
are
a
you,
lock.
Are you kidding?
I'm not kidding.
How come we never get that?
You think I'm a kid about
calzones?
You know,
calzones? I always let my wife order. She doesn't order the calzone. We're going to do that. They don't 100%. Put the sauce inside, do they?
No, the sauce is always on the side.
The
marinara is always in a little
tub
on the side.
You put the sauce on the inside, you're ruining it.
Yeah. Well, then it's not a calzone.
That's not a calzone.
Yeah. I agree.
Then it's some
but
sort
I always
of...
have to say, the sauce is on the side, right? I can't have the sauce
say,
inside.
Yes, Ricky, of course it's on the side. It's always on the side.
Oh, but you, what were we talking about right before? You blew my train of thought.
I don't know. You were talking about the
we're talking
mushroom
about the
spot.
Movie. Yeah. We were talking
oh,
about the
topping.
Movie.
And hot honey.
Yeah. You know, the toppy.
Your Obi topping.
You were going to go see the movie and you decided not to.
I forgot. Because now you got me thinking about what I should order for breakfast for the guys. You guys could order breakfast.
Oh, that's
we
right.
Will.
He does.
At some point.
He does owe us breakfast.
Maybe tomorrow.
Can we push it to tomorrow?
I don't care.
Yeah.
Right, to you guys. Push it to tomorrow.
I don't give a crap.
Okay. He's so friendly.
So
I don't give a crap.
I don't give a crap.
I'll give an ass.
I was telling Drabby that there's some viral clips of the Big Three.
The Big Three. You're all into the Big Three.
No, listen. If it's on and there's nothing else, I'll watch it. It's not something that I'll watch over many things.
Right.
But I have to tell you, if you watch the quality of the play, it's gone up dramatically from the first few years when they had like Charles Oakley out there.
So they had older players.
Older
so
players.
So now they have younger players that are
dude
still can ball.
They're balling out there. And there's obviously a market for it.
How's
there's
the DMV team?
No idea.
Isn't there a DMV team for the
Didn't
the
even
team?
Know. All I know is Michael Beasley's playing, Dwight Howard's playing, Mario Chalmers is playing. Okay, maybe these guys are past their NBA prime, but it's not like they're putting a guy out there that last played in the league like 25 years ago.
Right.
These guys are playing hard. They're getting physical. There's a fight. Michael Beasley is like fighting with people all the time. He was just fighting with Lance Stephenson. I think Lance Stephenson's also playing in the Big Three, if I'm not mistaken. I never would have thought that the Big Three would survive.
Right.
And I think it's from afar, and I know nothing about their balance sheet or ratings. But from afar, it appears to me that it's thriving.
The DMV Trilogy is the name of that team. All
right, Steven Jackson's the coach.
Okay.
Drabby said Steven Jackson was getting in a fight in the locker room with somebody. Who are the players?
DMV Trilogy. Earl Clark.
Oh, he went to, Earl Clark. Louisville? You go to Louisville?
Yeah. Isaiah Briscoe is the co-captain.
Oh, I remember him too.
Isaiah Austin.
But in other words, these are all younger guys, guys that still have game in them.
Yeah.
And, you know, Ice Cube does a great job, whoever he's partnered with, in the marketing, getting the celebs there to go to the game. I think the way they shut down the arena looks really good. They make it look a lot, you know, it's a lot smaller, to make it look packed.
Isaiah Austin's the kid from Baylor that wasn't allowed to play in the NBA because of
the heart issue.
Issues.
Okay.
Yeah. That's right. That's right.
Yeah. I don't know. It's just, I'm a little bit intrigued as I just see clips from afar. And, you know, we've been talking about it for months, maybe for a year now, but what Caitlin Clark is doing to elevate the WNBA. I guess she made her return this past weekend, right? Was that her first game back?
She had 32 in the first
game. And she's hitting the threes from all over the place. It's just unbelievable. And I guess Angel Reese finally had a triple-double.
How many shots did she miss?
I don't know, but she had 11 points. But, you know, she's definitely a great rebounder. Yeah. What was the third part of her trip?
I joked that it had to be turnovers.
was it assists or was it like block shots? It probably was assists. Right?
Don't know.
She didn't have 10 block shots, did she? You can't imagine that.
I didn't look
I'll find
box.
Out.
But whatever.
10 assists.
Yeah. That makes 11, more sense.
11, and 13 boards.
Right. Although I was telling Drab that this is for the younger people that are listening. There's this guy, his name, you know how they have all these like YouTube dudes that like stream, right? Like Aiden Ross.
No, I don't know.
You don't know these people.
I don't know there's all these people you're about to
there's
name.
There's this guy named Neon, who's like this nerdy kid, who's like a streamer, and they make so much money you want to puke.
Right.
And he loves YouTube. The Big Three.
No, he's playing like Michael Beasley. I think he was playing Angel Reese somehow in a one-on-one somewhere.
Oh, really?
And I think he was beating her.
How tall was he?
He's just a little scrawny kid. I mean, he looks like Kevin McCarthy.
Yeah.
It looks about his coordinators. He just looks about his coordinators. And sure enough, the first clip they show is her going in there for a layup and missing a layup.
Well, she's the queen of missing layups.
She might be the worst in a layup line in history. What is wrong with her? How does she miss so many layups?
Dude, a lot of players in the WNBA miss layups.
Well,
They do have some talent, though.
I mean, some of these players can really shoot it, but a lot of the post players. And it goes back to college hoops, too. They miss a lot of layups because they're smaller and they don't have lift. It's not like they're going up and dunking on people.
But they're like taking like three dribbles layup.
That's women's hoops. Yeah. Happens all the time.
Justin Bieber.
And by the way, real quick, I didn't think that Caitlin Clark would be this good.
Neither did I.
Because I thought she was going to be playing a lot, you know, bigger, more athletic girls.
No.
Guarding her.
Superstar.
But she is much better than I thought she would be. Great college player. I didn't think she'd be this freaking good in WNBA.
I'm stunned.
By the way, the Mystics are just getting killed all the time.
Yeah, yesterday did not go well.
They
for
lost
them.
By 33 yesterday.
Did you guys see the viral clip of Justin Bieber like yelling at the paparazzi?
Of course, I did not see this clip. You're talking about.
Went viral, kicks. He looks terrible. Clearly, the guy's addicted to something.
Right.
And he's just lashing out at the paparazzi doing what they've been doing for the last 20 years. Now, I don't think it's necessarily right. I do have some sympathy for celebrities that are being chased by these paparazzi. But he just goes on a curse-laden rant against them. And I don't know. I don't know what's going on with Justin Bieber. But something is going on. Just so you know. something not great is going on.
I feel like placing a Bieber is going to be dead within fill in the blank years bet.
Ooh. Dude, if he ends up dead, like you know,
he's only 31.
What's the name of the kid? What's the name of the guy from NSYNC or whatever, or from the Backstreet Boys whose little brother died?
Aaron Carter.
Yeah, if
died.
He ends up dead like Aaron Carter, that.
All right, I'll place a wager. The Biebs doesn't make it to 36. He's 31.
5 years.
Okay, I gotta have to.
I'll bet you. I was gonna bet you too. All right,
$5.
$5.
$5 a man.
Yeah.
You're not rooting for Biebs.
No, I'm not rooting for it.
You are, because you want to win $5.
I'm not rooting for
it'd be 10.
To happen. But I just, like, all the headlines on him of late are not good.
All right, why don't we do this? Let's come back. We do extended EP. We have a special edition of Hit or Hurting. We're going to do.
Love that.
And I haven't even given you the latest Diddy trial updates, which we have to do if we're doing
those.
The EP.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
They're already stars, but now you can make them all stars. Vote in the 2025 Pro Spirit MLB All-Star Ballot 5 times daily. Show your favorite players just how much you want to see them play in Atlanta. And new this year, download and visit the MLB Pro Spirit game during Phase 1, and you can secure an additional vote per day for your favorite players. Submit your ballot today at MLB.com/vote and add some shine to summer. Voting ends June 26th at 12 p.m. Eastern Time. MLB trademarks used with permission.
I'm Emma Grade, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Don't go anywhere.
Coming up before the show is over, we'll give you a chance to win a pair of tickets to see Wiz Khalifa and Sean Paul as they come to the Jiffy Lube Live later this summer. So keep listening for your chance to win, because it's coming up before the show is done.
All right, Cake. So we got a special Hit or Hurting that we're going to do.
Love it.
Now, the thing is, I think I haven't heard it yet, but I know it's going to be instantly recognizable, right? I think Cakes is going to predict the artist immediately.
Okay. All right.
And that might affect, that almost affects your rating.
Okay.
But
I'll try to go in with just a clean slate here.
I'm trying to stall for Jason. Jason was just going potty. I want him to sit down so he can hear this.
All right.
All right. So special edition, Hit or Hurting. We got somebody putting out a new album. And I believe, is this the first single that's released from the new album? All right. Let's lock in here.
I like pretty girls.
Tell you what it sounds like, but you it's probably not line tonight. You too fine for the line. Is it Will Smith?
Yes.
It's Will Smith. You nailed it.
Did you already know it was Will Smith?
I saw the clip on Twitter, I think, yesterday.
I think it's a terrible song.
It's so cringeworthy.
It's cringe.
It's the most cringiest of the cringe
it's
that
so
ever cringed.
Cringe. Why are you giggling? You love it? You think it's got a great hook?
It's just, it's funny. It's kind of funny.
I like pretty girls.
I mean, you knew everyone was going to Joan on it, and it's just kind of a fun internet song. Like, it's not going to be the greatest song ever, but You're going to hear it a billion
but
times.
This is Will Smith. This is what he always
does. At his
core.
Yeah.
This is quintessential Will Smith.
Yeah, but Summertime is so much better than that.
His music has no redeeming value whatsoever.
Summertime, great song.
It does. It makes you feel good.
Summertime, great song. It makes you feel good.
He's the
great song.
Welcome to Miami.
I need a lot more than Will Smith to make me feel
empty
good.
Empty calorie
That's
artist.
Fine.
Yeah, he is.
I mean, and this is just another in the long line of, you know, just.
Hold on. Summertime was the song of the summer.
Of course, it destroys
it
this
was,
song.
Okay, it's
inspirational. It made people feel.
Inspirational?
It made people happy.
Will Smith might be one of the most vapid musical artists of all time.
Well,
I don't disagree, but he's had a couple.
He's had a few hits, but.
I mean, it's a much better song.
Come on, this iconic.
Of course.
The coming of age song.
I Like Pretty Girls will go bye-bye very soon.
Yeah,
bye-bye.
I Like Pretty Girls is one of the worst things I've ever heard. But literally one of the worst. Like our
this song will be popular for like 100 years.
Girl. It's so basic and bad.
So is Wild Wild West and Getting Jiggy With It. And Welcome to Miami. They all I hear those songs all the time.
You want to make a bet that this is not a hit?
I don't think it's going to be a hit because people love to just make fun of Will Smith now. His career has taken a turn.
Yeah.
Right. But that's the same songs that he's always been putting out.
Yeah. It's not surprising
it's not as good
at all.
As this.
I don't care. I mean, this song's fine. Whatever. I mean, it does really nothing for me.
This song. And this song does?
It's kind of funny.
Makes me bop my head a little bit.
By the way, now I remember what I wanted to talk about when I lost my train of thought.
Uh-huh.
Your boy, when I was talking about Neon and Aiden Ross and all these YouTubers, your boy, Ashton Hall, raced...
Speed, yeah.
Course, did you see that?
Of course,
It was pretty amazing. I think Speed beat him 4 times.
He
beat him at least 3 times.
But even Tyreek Hill, who ran a 10.15 100 meter dash, I think, over the weekend, said that if Ashton Hall loses 15 pounds or so, he'd beat Speed. He's just too bulky. He said that Ashton's fast.
Well, clearly he's fast.
Yeah.
There's no doubt about it. But he's also all roided up, right?
Right.
I mean, there's no question about that.
That was the sports event of the week.
But, dude.
Where did Ashton Hall
slow
play?
Week.
He played college football somewhere.
I don't know. I'm sure he did. I don't know
Alcorn State or something like that.
Yeah, I don't know if any.
All right, I'm going to ask a question. Who is Ashton Hall?
Everybody's a guy. YouTuber.
Is anybody home inside your head, Cakes?
You know what? It's fine not to know who he is.
I'm sorry. It had to be asked. It had
so
to be
people,
asked.
If you're on social media, you've seen the dumb videos they were talking about a couple months ago.
I know who Speed is.
Type in Ashton Hall.
Come on, Cakes.
He may not have seen him.
Hold on.
He's got Pop Punk.
Is it the guy with
algorithm?
These guys are right. It's fine not to know him.
It's okay not to know him. Or just not to instantly know him by name. Just because he's some viral sensation.
I know, but he has more lasting power than you might think, Ashton Hall. And you could say, well, all the drugs he's doing, whatever he's doing, testosterone and peptides and everything, guy looks like a million bucks.
Sadly, I know who he is now.
Hey, does he not look like a million bucks?
Sure.
He looks incredible.
You got to work hard.
Yeah, I mean, you could take all the...
You can't just shove cheddar cheese in your gullet.
Yeah. You can't just take those drugs and
That's
look
daily
silly.
Daily tilt for me. Oh, I just...
Sorry.
It's all good. You do you, but... brutal.
My son hit me this. I think I've talked about him before. There's a guy that has, we were watching his videos last night. There's a guy that has a real food phobia.
Okay.
And he tries different foods.
All right.
And
is his name Dylan Flame?
It could be. He looks like he's a little older than Dylan. Okay. Looks like he's about like between 25 and 30.
Yeah.
And he was trying, the one I saw yesterday was, he was just trying to eat a hard boiled egg.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And when he cut the egg, he'd go, like, just the smell of the hard-boiled egg was giving him that Valdez gag response.
Yeah,
I mean, he's not faking it.
Yeah,
like, he's really trying to power through. Eventually, he cut the hard-boiled egg. It took him a minute, but he finally got it in his mouth.
Yeah.
And immediately, gag response, spit it out into, like...
Well, did he properly salt and pepper it before he put it in his mouth?
No, he did.
Okay, good.
And then, so then he tried something. He said his father always tells him that he needs something else. So he put it on toast.
Okay.
So he cut the egg. He salt and peppered it.
Yeah.
He put it on toast. And as he's bringing it towards his mouth, he's getting these gag reflexes that you can't fake. Like, the real gag reflexes.
Like, I would be doing it if I had that piece of cheese nearby.
But he powered through, and he swallowed the egg with the toast. And here I am. I'm like triumphant watching
him. Fist pumping for him.
Fist pumping for the guy. Yeah, yeah. I don't know.
What were some of his other food aversions?
That was the one I watched yesterday.
Okay.
There's only so much like hurling you can watch before you don't get put off.
Understood.
Right? All right. So that's Will Smith. We're all going around hurting.
It will be a hit, but it's definitely hurting.
Oh, it's not going to be a hit.
You don't think so?
No, zero.
Just because he slapped Chris Rock.
I think that has a lot to do with it.
Yeah, I'm sure it does.
I mean, the song sucks too, but the fact that he slaps Chris Rock on stage.
Oh my God.
People hate him.
Worst decision ever.
What a dummy.
Completely cratered his career.
So I told you that the Diddy trial is happening literally behind my son's like apartment complex.
Yeah.
In Chinatown, in New York City there. And if you show up, Diddy supporters are paying you $40 an hour to wear a free Diddy t-shirt.
Okay, that's pretty good money.
Nice part-time gig.
Pretty good cash.
And I also told you that
you mentioned that last week.
Celebrities are showing up at different times. Kanye showed up, I think, on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why. I think he was showing up in support of Diddy. But they're saying
Kanye's a loser too.
They're nearing the end of the witness list. Multiple celebrities were mentioned in court. Kobe Bryant, Michael Jordan, Shaquille O'Neal were all mentioned during the fifth week of the trial in the rapper's sex trafficking and racketeering case.
Mentioned because they went to his parties all the time?
So Diddy's ex-girlfriend, Jane, testified that she used nicknames to refer to Diddy and a male escort. Trifecta. She says, I think Sean was the one who said trifecta. So it's very confusing, but she gave each of them nicknames, including Kobe, Shaq, and Michael Jordan, I guess in terms of maybe some of the escorts.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's very confusing.
That were the code names for the male escorts.
Yeah. The code names, right. Yeah. Right.
I'd be silly to be called the Michael Jordan escort.
So that trial's going on. I don't know. Somehow Usher
continues to drag on.
It's going to drag on forever.
Usher's been mentioned. Whitney Houston and Mariah Carey have been previously named in the trial testimony.
Hey, but you know what? These are the lean summer months. It can drag on for another 6 or 7 weeks, as far as I'm concerned.
Young Miami. I'm not even quite sure.
There's a Young Miami?
I'm not even quite sure, honestly. This is embarrassing that I don't know.
Definitely spelled Y-U-N-G,
yes, Y-U-N-G.
Right?
I don't even know if that's a guy or a girl. Young Miami.
I don't know.
Do you know about these? I have no idea if Young Miami's a guy or a girl.
Yeah, I don't know Ashton Hall. You should know who Young Miami is, Valdez. You should be locked in.
I think it's a chick.
I don't know.
Diddy began dating Koresha, known as Young Miami.
All right, that's definitely a girl.
6 months to a year after Jane and Diddy began dating. I guess so Young Miami was after Jane. Yeah, Jane. So anyway, that trial's still going on. Will Smith's song sucks, and How to Train Your Dragon is number one at the box office.
All right, very good. You did entertain the masses, EB. When we come back, we'll get back into the Washington Nationals. They're in the throes of an 8-game losing streak. Is it time for the Nationals to consider firing Davey Martinez? We'll get into that next here on The Junks on The Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Emma Grade, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.